one of the things that's new since I saw you and talked to you last is that you've got an honorary doctorate from Berkeley and DePauw this year. Tell me about that.
Well, it's kind of, if you live long enough, you start to get lifetime achievement awards.
It had to be a real honor for you, I would think.
Yeah, it is, especially as I had never have gone to college, so I kind of avoided the expense and hassle. Went immediately to doctorhood.
You've spent a little time in college teaching, though, haven't you?
Well, I've spent some time on campus, yeah, like residencies and things like that, where I'll go in for like 10 days and interact with the students and do some lectures and evaluations and things like that. But as far as actually paying to go to school, I never did.
When I read that, I thought, what a really nice thing to have happen.
I had to deliver the commencement speech, so it was scary for me.
What did you talk about? Tell me about that.
Well, since I didn't have a lot of common experience with them, I just had to tell my own story, I guess, how I got to be where I am and what being a musician has meant to me. So I think they at least identify with that. It's remarkable. A lot of them, you know, like hate reading music and stuff. They'd rather just be out playing.
Did you tell them how hard it's going to be or to pursue their dreams, or what kind of take did you take with them?
It's mostly about being prepared when the opportunity comes. Do whatever it is you have to do to stay prepared. Don't quit your day job. thing. And then eventually, you know, opportunity will present itself. And if you're prepared to take advantage of it, then that's all you need. But, you know, don't set your expectations too high. Just remain prepared.
That's great advice.
Like a Boy Scout.
There you go. That's right. I'm excited about that you're going out on your own, too, after this tour with Ringo.
Next year, we're just still sort of figuring out what we're going to do. I've got a couple of months off in the beginning of the year to relax and do a little bit more recording work and stuff like that. But otherwise, yeah, I expect I'll be out next year just like I am this year.
Do you enjoy touring as much as it seems you must if you're out as often as you are?
Well, with the tours that I've been doing with Ringo and my own tours, it's gotten to be a bit much in recent years. I've been out like 8 to 10 months a year recently, and I'm trying to get a little bit more balance in that. Maybe 6 months a year.
Yeah, well, that's still a hell of a lot. It's great for us. It's great for your fans. Trust me, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I enjoy playing. The traveling can be a pain, but the playing itself is always fun.
And the hotel rooms and stuff. Where are you based now? Are you on the East Coast or West Coast where you live?
I live in Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've lived for over 20 years on the island of Kauai, so.
Kauai is amazing.
I work so hard so that I can go home and enjoy that.
No kidding. Is Mick Fleetwood anywhere near you?
Mick's on Maui. We don't all live next door to it. So.
I know Hawaii is. There's a lot of area to cover, but I just think that's really awesome that you could spend your life in Hawaii if you want to just totally stop doing everything. That's great.
Well, I wouldn't be able to afford that. I could never stop.
One of my favorite things to see you do is going out with Ringo. Tell me how much fun you must have doing this and with the guys. Like, who are your favorite guys to hang out with the All-Stars?
Well, we've been the same lineup for like 6 years now. So you got to figure everybody gets along with everybody else pretty well. You know, if there were any feuds or anything, they would have resulted in some sort of meltdown by now. So everybody gets along. Ringo sets a fun tone for everything. So despite whatever personal issues any individual might be going through, when we're all together, you know, it's just this certain kind of vibe. You know, it's a little bit like an old army unit or maybe a hockey team. You know, just been together so long and played together so long, you know, that it's like family.
For a fan that's watching that show, it is one of the best shows you'll see. I think you can understand that lots of people, I kind of feel like the last year I saw the last show with Prince at the Fox. I saw Tom Petty with Mudcrutch and his big show this past year. And I just feel like you can't just take our favorite rockers for granted anymore. You got to go out and see these great shows.
Well, yeah, in some cases, it's our health catching up with us.
I know, you know? I know.
And in some cases, it's, you know, I mean, Prince was an accident, even though it was probably related to the fact that he worked so hard and wore his body down and needed help getting through the shows. And so that can happen. You really got to be very conservative with yourself when you get older. And Ringo's a good example of that. He takes really good care of himself. You know, he has a very strict diet. He gets regular exercise. Even if he's not playing, he makes sure to go get his walks and things like that. And so he sets a good example for everybody in terms of taking care of yourself. And, yeah, everyone, as far as I know, in the band is holding up pretty well. I'm not going anywhere. Nothing debilitating yet.
I absolutely am thrilled to hear that. Other than what you are doing now, tell me about favorite projects of yours in the past.
Things have been sort of interesting since I moved out to the islands. Whenever I do a recording project, it's pretty much been all me. But
gosh, Todd, that's amazing.
More recently, though, I've gotten into this collaboration thing. And like my last album, White Knight, I collaborated with probably 6 or 8 different people. And I'm continuing that process. So I've gotten into a new phase where, you know, there's not much to talk about when you make the records all yourself.
But right.
You know, when you get to work with other people and bounce ideas back and forth. So getting to work with Donald Fagen again and working with Joe Satriani and Joe Walsh and Trent Reznor and, you know, all the people that I've gotten to work with, people that I will continue to work with. I'm doing a little studio project with Lemon Twigs coming up and maybe contributing something to a solo album by one of the great Motown songwriters, Lamont Dozier.
Oh, wow.
So there's just a lot of collaboration in my life right now, which makes it more exciting, actually, than the stuff that's happened to me in the past couple of decades.
Are they finding you, or are you seeking certain people out? How does that work with you?
It kind of goes both ways. Once you show that you're willing to, you know, get involved in collaborations with other people, then I guess the word gets out. It sort of started with me doing remixes about maybe 8-10 years ago. I started doing remixes, a lot of them for younger acts like Tame Impala. And as time has gone on, I guess the word gets out that you're someone who's open to doing that kind of collaboration. And so as time has gone on, I've gotten more and more into it, and now it seems to be my principal focus.
And when you talk about when you're working with them, are you working more as far as producing or engineering, or are you performing with most of these people?
There's a lot of different ways that it happens. You know, in some cases, someone will have a song idea that they haven't been able to finish, and they'll send it to me, and I'll come up with a different way of listening to it, and then maybe write and sing a song over it. In some cases, I'm writing to another artist, like Robin, who's a singer from Sweden. I knew what her voice sounded like, so I kind of wrote to it. Then there were the kind of what you would call normal collaborations, like two people in the same room writing a song together.
Right.
Me and Donald Fagen, that was the only time that happened on the record because everyone else is in some far distant location when we're collaborating. So sometimes you get to be in the same room with people, but nowadays it's more common that you'll be sending stuff back and forth and interacting remotely.
I know that your love when you were young was figuring out how to do different things with the recording process. Now, do you love the fact that it's as easy as just pushing certain buttons and a lot of it can be done for you, or do you miss a lot of the really experimenting and coming up with things that nobody else has ever even thought of?
No, it's way easier to do that stuff now. You know?
And you enjoy it just as much now?
I really enjoy listening to artists like Skrillex who push the edge, you know, the technology and hear the sound in a different way. And it's kind of the modern tools that we have. And the fact that they're so affordable as well, it gives people a lot of room to experiment.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay all that money to go into a studio anymore. All you need to do is buy a laptop. And you got your own studio. So I think that's great for music in general, to put the tools in people's hands. And if they've got some real inspiration, then they're free to create it, free to distribute it over YouTube and things like that. So it's a pretty cool age to be a musician.
I saw the light. It still blows me away that you did every single thing on that by yourself.
Well, it's a deceptively simple song. That particular song, like if I would go to England to perform by myself on a TV show or something like that, they'd make me go into the studio and do it all over again. So I performed that song like from scratch several times.
Really?
Union regulations or something like that. But, you know, I had to sometimes do those songs, several versions of them to accommodate that kind of thing. So I don't really have the chops that I used to do because I kind of gave up playing drums. So too many better drummers than I am to work with. And I focused more on the songwriting and less on the trying to play all the instruments.
Just from my point of view, I mean, I'm such a fan of yours. I really am. I love your songwriting. I think your music is so beautiful. Nobody's anything like you. And I'm always going to be there whenever you're in town. And I'm so excited about seeing you again with Ringo. Anything you want to tell folks about performing at the Fox, that it's at the Fox Theater this time, even makes it extra special.
So much the Fox Theater. We have a Utopia album with a bunch of live stuff on it, which was recorded at the Fox. So
you go way back with the Fox.
Yeah, that's back in the 70s. Yeah,
oh, man.
Back. So
but seeing you with Ringo there about, gosh, maybe 4 or 5 years ago was fantastic. So I'm really excited that it's there again this time around.
Terrific.